Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. One of Pittsburgh's most notable native sons is two-dimensional. Despite being just a face, Mr. Yuck has drawn attention to a leading threat to children.
When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not
The green
drink.
Sort of scary, ugly-looking guy sticking his tongue out and sort of scowling at you.
That's Mr. Yuck. Well, the description is. Dr. Michael Lynch is doing the talking. He's medical director for the Pittsburgh Poison Center, which developed concurrently with Mr. Yuck to prevent and address poison exposures in the late 60s and early 70s. At that time, the driving force behind Mr. Yuck, Dr. Richard Moriarty, was training in pediatrics at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh of UPMC. He was bothered by the way the hospital handled poison exposures.
When the phone rang, whoever was the house officer in the emergency room and answered the phone was suddenly the poison person. And often we didn't really know what the heck we were doing. I hate to say that, but that was true.
To improve the hospital's poison response, Moriarty began to organize its resources and identify knowledge gaps. As he did so, he discovered another problem.
The traditional warning symbol for poison was the skull and crossbones. Well, we live in a town that happens to have the Pirates. Traditional warning color for poisons was red. Well, kids sort of like red things.
To develop a new symbol, Moriarty and a team enlisted the help of a focus group.
So we sat down and talked with preschoolers and said, okay, if you got into a poison, what would happen? And the recurring thoughts were, well, you die, you get sick, or your mother would yell at you.
A graphic artist created a series of symbols in a range of colors and put them back in front of the preschoolers.
One of the kids said, that looks yucky. So we thought, okay, we got a symbol, we got a name. Let's go with it. But every Yuck sticker that was ever printed carried the phone number of a poison center because we never claimed that Mr. Yuck was going to be the great cure-all for poisoning. And so if a kid got into something or a dog got into something or an adult got into something, they had a place to turn to for help.
Pittsburgh Poison Center, how can I help you?
While poison exposures and poisoning is still the leading cause of accidental death in the United States, it is a relative field that most primary practitioners don't have as much knowledge about.
Though child fatalities from medicines and household cleaners have decreased since 1972, children accounted for more than 1 million poison exposures in 2013. Despite the dangers presented by the thousands of chemicals found in everyday life, the Poison Center has endured steep state and federal funding cuts in recent years.
The last thing we could ever do is start to take away our ability to be able to immediately respond to those calls and questions and emergencies.
So they've scaled back on outreach. But Lynch is determined to find a way to reinvigorate the center's public service campaigns.
In medicine, the best treatment of any disease is the prevention of it. We're going to continue to explore different ways of expanding our primary prevention and education programs within the constraints of our ongoing budget cuts.
Since most exposures don't require a trip to the emergency room, the center annually saves $16 million in healthcare costs by preventing needless ambulance rides and hospital visits. Beyond providing practical information to callers, the Poison Center also provides peace of mind, says Lynch.
A large part of our role is to provide that reassurance. What we are able to do is put you in immediate contact with a live human being and respond to your specific individualized emergency.
While it's difficult to quantify how many fatalities Mr. Yuck and the Poison Center have prevented, providing knowledgeable backup to the community is the point, says Moriarty.
The real payoff is, did you change something? And hopefully for better. And if you did, boy, you're lucky.
For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.